From Spark and Anvil and Focus Forge, this is Chip in Chapter 1 of the Focus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Chip was a sturdy little marmot with a tiny chisel and an enormous amount of patience for hard things. He worked stone, not by smashing it. He tried that as a youngster and only ever ended up with sore paws and a stone that hadn't moved. He worked it the slow way, one small chip at a time. Tink, tink, tink. A fleck here, a fleck there, until the impossible block was somehow a finished thing. "Everybody meets the wall," Chip would say, tapping his chisel. "You start a task fine, and then you hit the part where it gets hard, really hard, and your whole self yells two things at once. Quit," says one half. "Smash it all at once," says the other. "And both of those leave you with sore paws and nothing carved." He'd grin. "There's a third way. Chip. One small piece, then another. The wall doesn't fall to a smash. It falls to a thousand little tinks." He'd grown up in a stonecutter's village, where the family carved steps into the mountainside. A whole staircase up a mountain is an absurd, impossible thing to look at all at once, but his grandmother carved it her whole life, one step, one chip at a time, and the staircase got made. In the Focus Forge Academy, a young marten named Rue had hit the wall. Her task had gotten hard, and she was right at the fork. Half of her wanted to quit and walk away. The other half wanted to throw her whole effort at it in one furious burst and force it. "It's too hard now," Rue said, her voice tight. "I was fine, and then it just got hard, and now I want to either quit or throw the whole thing at the wall." Chip sat down with his little chisel. "Both of those are normal," he said gently. "The wall does that to everybody. But let me show you the third way."
Rue glared at the hard part of her task like it was a personal insult. "I should just push through it all at once. Force it. Power through." "You can try," Chip said mildly. "I did, as a youngster. Threw my whole self at the stone. You know what I got? Sore paws and a stone exactly as big as before." He tapped one tiny chip off his block. Tink. "The wall's too big to smash. That's why it's a wall. Smashing is just quitting that looks like trying. You burn all your effort in one go, it doesn't move, and then you really do quit, except now you're also exhausted." "So I just quit then?" "That's the other trap," Chip said warmly. "Quitting and smashing feel like opposites, but they end the same, nothing carved. The third way is so small it doesn't look like much. You don't push through the whole hard part. You just take one chip, one, the smallest piece you can find. Then you're allowed to rest. Then maybe one more. Tink. The wall's not as solid as it looks. It's a block. And blocks come apart one fleck at a time."
Rue eyed the hard part. The whole thing still looked impossible. But one chip. She could maybe find one chip. "What's the smallest piece I could do?" she asked. "Not the whole hard part, just one fleck."
"Now you're a stone cutter," Chip said, beaming. He pointed his chisel at her task. "Don't look at the wall. Walls are for staring at and feeling crushed. Look for the one tiny edge you can move. Just that corner. Ignore the rest of the block entirely." Rue found it. One small piece of the hard part. Just one step of it. Small enough that it didn't trigger the quit or smash alarm. She did just that one piece. Tink. It worked. The wall was very slightly smaller. She stared. That actually moved it. A little. "A little is how walls fall," said Chip. "Now you get a choice. Rest or one more chip. No pressure either way. The wall's not going anywhere, and neither is your chisel." Rue, to her own surprise, went for one more. Tink. And one more. Tink. Each piece small enough to be possible, each one making the impossible block a hair smaller.
Chip by chip, with rests in between, the hard part that had felt like a solid, impossible wall came apart. Not in a heroic burst, not by Rue becoming someone who powers through. just by a frustrated Martin finding over and over the one small fleck she could move and being allowed to stop after each one. And when the hard part finally gave way and the task stood finished, Rue felt something completely different from what she'd expected. She'd braced for the grim, drained feeling of having forced her way through. Instead, there was a warm, surprised, sturdy kind of pride. "I didn't quit," she said slowly, turning it over. "And I didn't smash myself trying. I just kept finding one more small piece I could do." She looked at the finished work, then at the little marmot. "I always thought getting through hard things meant being tough and powering through. But I'm not tough. I just took a lot of really small chips and rested in between. And it worked." "That's the secret nobody believes," Chip said, content. "You don't get through the wall by being strong enough to smash it. You get through by being kind enough to your own paws to only take one chip at a time. Persistence isn't a big muscle. It's a small, patient one, used over and over."
That evening, Anchor found them beside the finished work and a small pile of stone flecks.
"What is the third way?" Anchor asked Chip. Chip held up his tiny chisel.
"It's what you do at the wall, instead of quitting or smashing," he said. "You find the one small fleck you can move, and you move just that, and you rest. Then maybe one more. The wall doesn't fall to a smash. It falls to a thousand little tinks, with rests in between."
Anchor turned to Rue. "And how does it feel," they asked, "to have stayed at the wall the third way?" Rue thought about the frustrated creature she'd been an hour ago, ready to quit or explode. "It feels sturdy," she said. "Not like I powered through, I didn't. More like I found out I don't have to power through. I can be frustrated and tired and want to quit and still get there, just by taking one tiny piece whenever I can." She let out a long breath, and there was that warm, sturdy pride again. "It feels like I'm not weak for finding things hard. I just needed a smaller chisel than I thought. It feels really, really good to have not given up without having to hurt myself to do it." And Chip tucked his little chisel away, warm with the steady satisfaction he always felt when a creature met the wall and discovered the third way. That the hardest blocks in the world come apart for anyone patient and kind enough to take them one small possible chip at a time.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Chip. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.